You're listening to Living Brave, a podcast where nothing's off the table. It's about leaning into discomfort and pioneering a new way of being. I'm Shoshana Raven. I created Living Brave to break down the shame, stigma, and fear holding us back from living the lives we dream of. Here, myself, my guests, and friends share unfiltered stories and diverse insights to help us get out of our own way, build thriving relationships, and step more fully into our authentic selves. I believe that when we realize we have nothing to hide and truly hear each other out, we clear up a huge amount of mental space. And of course, no one can do the work for us, but we can be inspired to reclaim our lives and achieve what we dream of and so much more when we step into this radical truth tunnel. So let's get started. Welcome to episode 9 of Living Brave. I'm so happy and grateful to be here with you, whoever's tuning in. As always, I'm here in Chiang Mai, Thailand. It's been a dynamic couple weeks here, the highs and the lows, and I've been very grateful to meet some beautiful people who have just recently taken leaps of faith and who are experimenting with a new way of life. That's definitely been the high. Lows have been showing up to the airport with a flight for 3 months later, finding myself in a really crowded, busy street, just needing some quiet, finding myself in the midst of a scam with some tuk-tuk drivers, feeling tension and emotional dis-ease with my partner, just within myself and not having that routine, but overall looking around and feeling just so surprised and yet feeling so natural to be exactly where I wanted to be. That was 4 years ago when I looked up at the big towers at KPMG where I was working in New York, just wishing that I could be someone else and deciding that I could. And knowing every day when we wake up that we can be whoever we want to be, that despite all of the systems and that we have around us, either telling us to be a certain way or expecting us to be a certain way, that you have the power to choose and you have the power to make change. And we face this trade-off between putting ourselves out there and leaning into some uncertainty and staying in our comfort and never knowing what could be. Miles and I are about to take a motorbike or scooters across the northwest of Thailand in the little mountain villages, and I'm just so excited to see a new way of life and go to places that aren't so catered to tourists and being vulnerable to do something that I've never done before, to put myself in a place where I might feel totally out of my element. And I think that we can stay in our routine and still be vulnerable. I think quiet moments with ourselves, choosing to actually retreat inward instead of going to happy hour or watching Netflix and sitting there with your journal, knowing that nothing might come out, or just sitting there with a cup of tea in bed, can be true vulnerability as well. And that leads me to the topic that I want to talk about today, because I've been kind of grappling with this idea of openness versus vanity. Before I shared my story about having an STI and kind of in the broader scheme, launching a podcast and building it's kind of, you could call it a brand, but more of a vision around telling people, hey, we have nothing to hide. And in fact, you hiding is taking up a huge amount of space in your life that if you just clear it and you take the blow, which is just internal, that fear of sharing, then holy shit, like you will free up so much space to go after everything that you've been dreaming of. And whether that's staying in your routine and just making space to love yourself again, to fully embody who you are, to have no secrets, or to like literally make a big change because you've realized what's been holding you back isn't even real and no one actually cares, then share. But there's this flip side to this, and it's something that I saw before I started the podcast, which is we're in the age of, people say it's the overshare, right? And for me, I don't think it's a trend. I like that it's becoming kind of cool to be vulnerable, and especially on Instagram, you know. And this has become the platform that people are using to connect with each other, whether we like it or not. And so we have a lot of people who are sharing the Me Too movement, sharing about these vulnerable experiences that we've had, and it's created this camaraderie, it's created community, and it's also created this interesting relationship between digital vulnerability and real life connection. A post that I saw from Lee Tillman on Instagram, she went to my high school and I've been following her when she was a health and wellness blogger. She took a hiatus and then she came back, and she said that at the peak of her like Instagram career, her healthy lifestyle kind of sharing, she was the most unhealthy she had ever been. She was having debilitating panic attacks. And not only is she a big critic of the wellness industry, which I hope to speak to in another podcast and maybe even here, she talks about this vulnerability porn, the age of vulnerability porn. Right, so it's become commonplace to share little details of our life. And she says, sharing can be cathartic and make me feel extremely connected and seen to my online community. With such a new tool like social media, we don't know the long-term implications of oversharing. Before her hiatus, she was closed off to the real world with very little social interactions with real people. By the end of the day, I was so exhausted sharing and exerting so much of myself online. I didn't have any time for my real life. She said, in many ways, I mistook sharing online for a true intimate relationship. It can be great to share our lives on here, but I encourage everyone to check in with their in real life friends and communities. Call a friend, see how they're doing. Social media is no substitute for human connection. And anything that sparks something within myself that is like, shit, am I doing the right thing? That's something to dive into. Any kind of triggering reaction we have, I think instead of shying away from it, like lean into that. What was that reaction? So I had a reaction to that, like, am I doing the right thing? And I really thought about my mission, my purpose, and my word for 2019 was service. And this idea of when we're in service, we're thriving, we're the happiest that we can be because we're doing something bigger than ourselves. And in that way, we're also nourishing ourselves. And I thought, if this mission, if this podcast, if it reaches one person and makes them feel less alone, if it changes their life, and maybe at the same time, if it does feed my ego, if that change that it makes to them, if the service is greater than the ego boost, then fuck yes. And so I chose that route. If it's of service greater than maybe any kind of disalignment with my purpose, because that can happen on social media, it's so easy to get away from your vision, then yes, I'm doing it, right? Because I believe we all have genuine intentions, but sometimes this desire to be seen and this normalcy of look at me, this is what happened to me, that can become narcissistic. But we all know that narcissism is just a deep desire to be seen and to connect. And so we can look at that through compassion. And I think we all experience that, you know, And it comes from like sharing something authentically without this, hey, look at me, this is what happened to me, with the true like, hey, if you're going through this, like I'm here and I'm going through that too. But then still getting wrapped into, oh, how many likes did it get? Is this reaching as many people as it could? Or like, I want to be seen, or maybe I thought this was really great, but it's not resonating with people, and kind of letting go of that end goal. So I think vulnerable sharing and authentic sharing is detaching yourself from the outcome. And damn, is that so hard when we're such a numbers-based, outcome-based society. We don't just do things to do them and to create and to connect, but I think that we can, and I think that some people are. And that brings me to kind of the inspiration for this episode. My great friend Waylon Lewis, the CEO and founder of Elephant Journal. I talk about him in some of the other podcasts. He's great, but he wrote something called "Vulnerability Isn't Vulnerable If We Brag About It," which really caught my attention. I'd like to share some of it on here. Vulnerability isn't vulnerable if we brag about it. Sadness isn't tender through which the light gets in if we solidify it. Making friends with ourselves isn't world-altering compassion if our intention is to monetize it. You know, the self-care industry. Service isn't transformative if we use it as another TED Talk credential. Trauma isn't a path to empathy and sanity if I brag about how big or deep or ugly mine is versus yours. We can lose our heart in a quest for likes and twisted intention. The distance between vanity and openness is vanishingly thin, a thin red line along the crest of a mountaintop overlooking two oceans. I love that, and I think that it really reminds all of us to come back to our values. Why? The why. Why behind why we're doing it. So social media becomes even trickier to navigate because I believe ultimately Instagram has become a marketing platform. Right? It makes most people feel worse off. And yet it's also one of the main ways people are connecting and engaging with content. And so how can we work with it, knowing that there are dark sides to it, but knowing that that's the way that I know now that I can reach people, that I can connect with people. And I agree that there's a fine line between openness and vanity. But when you come back to your values and your mission and you realize that sometimes you're going to misstep, sometimes you are going to find yourself seeking ways to feed your ego, coming back to your values and your mission, that'll help you stay in line. You know, that's difficult to do when your values and your mission are constantly evolving. And I think true vulnerability and openness is knowing, like, my intention right now is to say, hey, share your story. It's okay. But who knows what it'll ultimately transform into. But being open to knowing that we're going to sound like idiots sometimes, and but that's okay. I also want to bring to light vulnerability. It's kind of this ability to shed your story. And so it's not just sharing, it's transcending. And I think that takes some time as well. But it's not saying, hey, I have this story. It defines me and it makes me pretty badass. And all the other badasses out there with these hard things they've been through, because maybe you've gone through nothing, but the true vulnerable, brave warrior is one who says, like, I am powerful and brave in myself right now and who I am in this moment, and I acknowledge that what has happened to me does not define me, and that I can share it if it helps you, but it doesn't make me any less than or more than anyone else. And so sharing is this way to transcend. And for some people, transcending their story has nothing to do with sharing. But I find that with other people sharing, it helped me transcend and it made me want to share. So that's one path, but it's not the only path. Another thing I want to talk about is sharing during the process. So a good friend of mine, Mackenzie, she was giving me feedback on the podcast and she said, "It's been really lovely listening to some of the episodes, but I want to hear from people who maybe haven't done it yet, you know, haven't made it yet, haven't changed from people pleaser to speaking their truth, haven't taken the leap of faith and quit their jobs and become energy transformation coaches, someone who is having the vulnerable conversation with you right now." And that really hit because we're so quick to say, "I went through this dark time and now I'm here." Fuck yeah, you know, if you're going through a hard time, I'm here for you, reach out, but not like, "Hey, I'm fucking struggling. This is the conversation that I'm having right now with my partner and we haven't resolved it." And I think that's really the vulnerability that the world needs right now. It's the in-the-moment vulnerability, and if we could all share that a little more, we know it's impossible to capture a moment in its full dynamic nature, but if we could at least try, and if it's not for us, then not, and if we want our Instagrams and our social media profiles to look like a vision board and to show only the happy, that's a personal choice, but if we are feeling that disconnect between the truth and what we're sharing, then I push us and push myself to be open without the vanity, without the accomplishment, to be open knowing that I still have so much to learn and that I have so much to learn from all of you. And this is an open conversation. You're not learning from me, you're talking to me, and you're experiencing this with me. And I urge that, just like I talked about with the Age of Vulnerability porn, Lee's beautiful post, urge all of us to step more into this bravery in our real lives, because we can share a post online, we can share this podcast, and yes, it may affect someone and it may impact their lives in a positive way, but have you ever looked into the eyes of a stranger or someone in your life and said, "Hey, how are you? Like, how are you really? What are you thinking about? What are you grappling with? What's something you're going through? And how can I support you in that?" Because that one individual, you could change the course of their lives and you can change the course of their day and you can create a ripple effect, you know, the butterfly effect, where it truly is vibrationally having an impact on the world and elevating the collective in a way that you won't ever know and you don't need to know, because you are sharing from a place of non-attachment to the outcome. I think that's a great practice in real life, because we don't have those numbers. No one's rating your conversation after you have it, but have those conversations with yourself. For everyone, it's not journaling, but damn, has that been transformative for me. It's like that pen and paper, it's slow. It's saying, "Hey, I might sit down and have fucking nothing to write, and that's okay, and that's brave though, to see what flows and to lean into your real life connection, to share from your process and not the end, to acknowledge that line between openness and vanity. I didn't prepare for this episode. This came from a conversation I had last night where I was just kind of distraught of, I'm using these online platforms to try to grow this idea that I have, and I have my like free content out there of these podcasts and my writing, and I want to be of service so bad. And that's, I'm sharing all these things and growing a bigger, reaching a bigger audience and creating a bigger conversation through sharing primarily on Instagram, but at the same time, like, there's this odd disconnect where I'm meeting a new friend and I'm really vibing with them and I feel fully aligned, like, we get it, and yet I have this hesitation to share my digital life. And I'm like, where is that disconnect? And I feel like it's this noise that I feel from the wellness industry and from coaching and just the coaching industry of, like, just a lot of look at me and this vanity, and how can I be open without being vain, and sometimes sharing the pretty picture with the caption from my heart, you know, that's the way to do it. And yet I'm still navigating how I can be more authentic and feel better about it. So I just want to be completely transparent about that and exploring new ways to connect with all of you. So thank you so much for being here with me, and I'd love to invite those of us who aren't driving into a short meditation where we can connect to our hearts, because sometimes we are in this vulnerable place, this open space, this warm, compassionate, empathetic space in our heart, and then we jump. Once we take the action, we can jump right back into our mind of that pressure of the outcome, that pressure of connection, external validation. And so how do we stay in our heart, unattached to the outcome, transcending the message? You can just find a comfortable seat. Maybe you're laying down or parked in your car, just thinking about whoever's tuning in, feeling in the same space, knowing that your day has been so different than mine, and yet so much alike. That feeling of saunter when you walk past a stranger and realize that their lives are just as complex and yet simple as yours. Just coming back to that breath that we all experience, that gift of life that we wake up with in the morning. Notice when you shift your attention to your breath, everything else seems to settle. Closing the eyes, resting your hands on your thighs or your knees or by your side. Feeling into your body. This vessel, and for a moment, ridding ourselves of all the expectation on our bodies and all the judgment, all the expectation of what it should be and do and how we want it to be. And can we just for a moment realize that we are inside this amazing vessel? No matter what it looks like, what it's capable of, it's incredible. It's just asking you to see it and to nourish it and to love it. And if you can't love it, can you just accept it? Feeling your root. You have 7 chakras in the body, and that root chakra, the base. Notice where your body touches the earth, and can you feel connected to what's beneath you? Even as nomads or people who don't know what we're doing in 2 months or tomorrow, that sense of stability and safety. Let me connect to that. that red, primal sense of sturdiness in where and who you are. And if you're not here right now, where are you? And coming back to that breath. As you inhale, let it fill your body all the way down to the bottom of your belly, up through your rib cage, your heart, your chest, and all the way up your throat. Slow, gentle exhale. Tuning into the rhythm of your own heart, where all of the authentic sharing, true connection comes from. Knowing that this life is finite, that these moments are precious, not only with those that you love, but with yourself. Always think of this in Shavasana at the end when you give yourself a hug. You're not going to be able to do that forever, so can you be with this beautiful, tender heart, knowing that we've all made mistakes. We've all done things without the best of intentions. We've all hurt someone. And we've definitely gotten in our own way, and that's part of the journey back to the heart. And in our mind, can you just imagine it softening? This gentle servant to the heart. All it wants is to be in control, but we let it be. We lead with a brave and tender heart. Listening. Integrating. Sharing your truth from a place of non-attachment. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Fill all the way up and pause. See if you can fill up just a little more, softening in your shoulders and your face. And then exhale slowly out your mouth. Gently opening your eyes. How can you go throughout your day today connecting from a place of authenticity? And noticing when we do get attached to the outcome, to our digital lives, and to this sense of external validation, and that we all do it, and it's a part of navigating this 2019, almost 2020, and that can that be a challenge for us? And if we're going to share, if we choose to share, which isn't the path for all of us, can we feel more whole and cultivate a better relationship with ourselves by sharing the process? By modeling vulnerable conversations. And I commit to you that I will be putting the intention out there to model conversations that aren't just the aftermath, but are the through and through, and to share that as well. And I'm just one thing. Miles and I started our little Instagram, and not to say little Instagram, because I think we like to belittle ourselves or being like, yeah, just a little project, just a little side project. No, it's a thing. But I think little, it's just like, it's been fun. And our Instagram account, joint Instagram account called Shosh and Miles. And we were thinking about like what we want to share on there. And after a week in Bangkok and kind of realizing the what we maybe could have gone without doing and the great little places that we found, we're like, oh, we should make a video of, you know, what to do in Bangkok or our lessons from Bangkok. And kind of thought a little bit that, you know, true authentic sharing is always coming back to your values and your mission, and that in a partnership and any friendship, coming back to your shared mission and your values is this really amazing exercise that you can do to stay aligned and make sure that you're growing together and that you are being authentic. And so I thought, like, is that really what we want to share? Like, I'm sure it could be a benefit, but is that in line with our mission? And our mission is to elevate the collective and kind of be this model of vulnerable relating and vulnerable conscious relationship and divine partnership. And yes, if someone reaches out and say, hey, what's the best vegan restaurant in Bangkok? I'd love to speak to that. But more so, I think what's missing in this world is, hey, we're in this relationship and it's beautiful sometimes and there are beautiful photos. And but at the same time, like, we don't really take photos of those times where, say, last night I'm in bed and I am grappling with, do we get travel insurance for our motorbike trip? And Miles is like kind of getting aggravated from the shower and we're having this like ridiculous but also totally real conversation about like, do we take this huge risk and go on this 10-day trip without insurance because we don't have these licenses? And what does that mean about like how we're being heard? Because Miles is like, well, I've never heard you say that you're afraid. Yet when I'm riding a motorbike with you, I'm looking back and I'm extremely stressed the whole time because it doesn't seem like you're feeling those nerves and I'm not feeling heard. And me saying, no, I just express myself differently. And, you know, we can, and not to get too into it, Miles and I can have a whole podcast talking about some of the vulnerable moments we've been through and haven't yet resolved, and realizing that the platform that we want to share is this relationship, conscious relationship. It's not travel tips and it's not in a travel Instagram, and although those are great and they've actually been extremely helpful to us, it's not in line with our vision. I guess that's what I mean by this. It's like, what's your vision and is what you're putting out there in line with that? And if it's not, like, forgive yourself and it's okay. Once in a while, we don't have to have this like straight path and plan, and yet it's always consciously evolving. But being like, no, I want to do the harder stuff. Like, it's easy to sit down and say, oh, here's the things we loved and here's the things we didn't love, but it's tougher. It takes more time to say, what did we go through together? What are we still going through? How can that be of benefit to others? And how can we share from a place of non-attachment, but from a place where it will benefit people for the better? People who are, you know, mindlessly scrolling or maybe mindfully scrolling, but just want to see something that's from the heart. And that's all the positive feedback I've gotten from this podcast, whether it be one or two. And despite, yeah, the quantity and the impact is made by the recognition that I see myself in you. And thank you so much for being authentic, because damn, that's what I'm really seeking. And for the people who are really listening, it is really changing lives. And at least it's changing yours, because you're connecting with your heart by sharing from a space of trueness. So thank you all so much. If you're listening wherever you are, I would love to connect with you. Know that you can always reach out. ShoshanaRaven.com is a great place to find some of my offerings. I'm experimenting with one-on-one coaching. I'm building a meditation course, and I'm most excited about the retreats that are coming up. Miles and I are hosting a transformational retreat that's going to balance out some extreme adventure and cultural immersion with yoga and meditation, some really amazing workshops. Miles is really passionate about brain health, so he's going to be leading some brain gym Brain Thrive courses. So that's in India and Rishikesh, like my favorite place in the freaking world. I just dream of getting off the plane in India and something warm emerges in my heart. Like I feel this tug back to India. This will be my fourth time in Rishikesh. So I'm extremely excited to share that space with an amazing group of humans that are already coming together. We'll be there over Holi. We have an early bird special going on. So reach out more about the retreat. And our main goal is just to cultivate a beautiful group of people. So we want to make it accessible and affordable for everyone. So we ask that you reach out and we'll work with you on that. Also having another retreat in November. I haven't yet launched that on social platforms, but it'll be in Guatemala on Lake Atitlan. And that's going to be all about like expressing ourselves through dance and medicine and again, community building, right? It's in line with how can we share our gifts and share our stories from a place of authenticity. So I'm really glad that we got to explore this topic together. Reach out on Instagram. We talked about Instagram a lot. Shoshana_Raven. And again, if this podcast like connected with you, if you feel that this mission is one that's worthwhile to share it out with your friends, right? Share the podcast episode, share the podcast, talk about it in real life, and definitely go search it on Apple Podcasts, Living Brave. Scroll down to the bottom and rate it. Leave it a review if you're feeling really generous. I appreciate you all so much, and I look forward to connecting with you again. See you next time. Love you.